Back in Bowling Green, Kentucky, Jesse Goldberg-Strasser joined by Steve Turnbull, Esquire, Lansing Lugnuts closer. Steve, your seventh save and seven opportunities last night, and it came at the end of a four-hour game. How was your energy at the end of that game?
I felt like I had pretty good energy, you know. I was anticipating coming in the ninth there when we were still up by two, and when the other team tied it up, you know, I was just kind of waiting for our team to get that run, and I was just on edge, you know, just waiting to get my name called and get in there. So my energy was pretty good.
It was a long day in general, the eight-hour bus ride, and then the four-hour game, basically in Eastern time. You're pitching after midnight. What's the latest you've ever entered into a game, whether innings or time on the clock?
Man, I don't know. I mean, that might have been it. It was a long day, but that might have been the latest I've ever entered a game on the clock.
Steve, you were a reliever in college, especially senior year, and yet, from what I could count, one career college save, right? That was it.
Yeah, I wasn't our closer in college. I was our setup guy, and I did start in college for the first 2 years, but I got moved to the bullpen my junior and senior year, and I really liked it there, and especially pitching towards the tail end of games, you know, I don't know, I just kind of like being called in and being relied upon by the team, you know, to get those outs. But, that's when I started pitching the tail end of games, and now they got me closing, so.
Last year you were still starting a little bit. You made six starts in Auburn and 13 relief appearances.
Yeah.
What is the difference? Is there a difference in adrenaline or a difference in preparation for you?
You know, I think there's a big difference. I kind of struggled with starting because the whole preparation thing. You know, I couldn't figure it out. I'd go out, I'd have a good start, and then I'd go out the next week and have a bad start. And I just couldn't figure out the preparation thing. I like the bullpen, you know, because you're sitting there, you know, the whole game just kind of hanging out. And then all of a sudden, you know, your name gets called, and it's kind of, you know, that excitement, that rush, you know, it gets you going, it locks you in, and I just really like that.
Well, you generally know that you're not going to be used until the very late innings. How do you pass the time in the third, fourth, and fifth?
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways to pass time in the bullpen. We find ways, you know, but watching the game, for the most part, passes the time, but, you know.
Talking to Steve Turnbull on the pregame show, Steve, basically fastball, curve, and change. Fastball probably the pitch that you learned first, but tell me about this curve of yours.
You know, I don't know. I kind of got a weird grip on my curveball. I don't know. It's weird. It looks like a knuckle curve, but a lot of people would throw their knuckle curve with their middle finger. But I actually throw mine with my pointer, and that's the finger I have bent up. So it's a really goofy-looking grip, but I don't know. It works for me. Some days it's straight as an arrow and just spins. Other days it falls off the table. So, I mean, I don't know.
How'd you first start throwing it? How'd you discover that grip?
I had a pretty traditional curveball grip, you know, with two fingers on the ball. But then after high school, I just lost touch. And I kind of moved my finger up just to get better feeling on, you know, on the tip of my finger. And I guess, you know, that's how I started throwing it.
Makes sense. Talking to Steve Turnbull on the pregame show. Steve, in college, you majored in mechanical engineering, right?
Yep.
What are your aims, I guess, after baseball? You're going to take this further.
Oh, man, I have no idea. You know, I don't know what I want to do.
How'd you choose that major, then?
How did I choose that major? Well, I was an open major when I entered into college, but then one of my good buddies on the ball team, actually a few of them, were engineers, and, you know, I've always liked math and science, and started taking a couple courses, and I just enjoyed it, so, you know, it was an easy choice after that.
Steve, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, you're welcome, Jesse. Thanks a lot.
All right, you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.